Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the GovTransformer podcast series. Today we're speaking with Chris Baca, who's the enterprise architect for Kivlik, about key trends surrounding the software-defined data center and federal agencies. And Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, let's kick it off. You know, as we talked about in the introduction here, we're going to be talking about the software-defined data center. So let's start at a high level and tell us about some of the key trends and implications when it comes to the software-defined data center and the federal government.
Sure. Well, federal agencies have maintained data centers for decades, and all of them vary widely in their mission and purpose. Over the years, these data centers have evolved into their current technology, methodology, and maturity states, where some are operating with a high degree of software definition, where others remain on more traditional bare metal infrastructures. Correlation to these data centers can easily be made to some of the commercial infrastructure providers, where a variety of methodologies are employed to host workloads, store data, move bits, but few of them are implemented or operated identically. The broad range of knowledge and experience that is developed within the federal sector in these data centers presents an excellent opportunity for agencies to collaborate and formulate refined standards for implementing. You know, additionally, government can work with industry to leverage modern technologies, software definition technologies, to achieve highly efficient agile data centers. But more importantly than the improved collaboration in being one of the key trends I'm seeing with many of my customers is that there are some additional challenges that federal IT executives face, politically motivated mandates, budget reductions, workforce and technology transformation initiatives, CapEx and OpEx impact changing in the ecosystem, and then, of course, business-driven demand. They're all influencing the decision and policy making. And the IT managers are still being pushed heavily to focus more and more on the workflow and not the workload in the data center. Every process is being heavily scrutinized for efficiency and cost effectiveness, but the business's service level demand continues to increase. All of our end users are demanding abilities to self-provision, but then they expect that we have a technical support desk that's waiting to answer the call when an obstacle is encountered. You know, immediate satisfaction is one of the things we've all come to expect from our consumer technology, but agility and elasticity of that kind comes at a high price in a government-owned data center. All of the executives that I talk to struggle with balancing their budgets while satisfying end-user expectations, and it's not getting any easier for these people in our current political or budget climate. OMB and presidential expectations are definitely at an all-time high. So software definition of the data center from a compute, storage, and networking standpoint can address many challenges. Automation of the data center provisioning process using orchestration technologies can significantly increase agility, elasticity, availability, manageability of the data center, while requiring fewer operators. And leveraging commodity hardware technologies can drive down the overall capital investment required to deliver the services and applications, and it also requires less specialization in the operations staffing. Instrumentation of the software-defined data center with business management tools and reporting dashboards significantly improves the transparency of operations and encourages fact-based conversation between IT executives and other stakeholders. Overall, the use of software definition technology improves operating efficiency, it drives down investment impact, and it enhances time to market. In one example that I have, we have a customer that chartered an IT transformation and data center consolidation a little over 2 years ago. Their goal was to consolidate server hardware and technology from over 100 sites, identify excessively high capital investments, high operational investments. They needed to centralize their disaster recovery and continuity of operations infrastructure, and they wanted to improve their service delivery overall. So they started by establishing standards for what constituted a data center, and they found that almost every single one of their sites qualified as a data center. So they had multiple racks in all these sites, numerous servers, storage arrays, a complex network configuration, and applications were being hosted from one site to another, and there was little standardization in their deployment and delivery workflows. So at the beginning of the project, they had more than 150 racks spanning the lower 48, containing over 400 servers. They had over 100 storage arrays and then just uncountable number of network appliances. So over the first year, they virtualized nearly 95% of the servers and centralized into just two data center sites. After the physical to virtual migration, they had only 25 racks remaining in their ecosystem. They continued by evaluating square footage costs in their data centers and realized that by relocating one of their data centers, that they could realize an 80% reduction in the operational cost at the data center level.
Right.
And so due to the fact that they virtualized and centralized the workloads, they were able to swing from one data center as they were moving it to the other, physically relocate the equipment, and then balance it back out after they had done that. And they had zero perceived downtime from their end users. Another major benefit that they realized from this software definition was that they were able to reduce their staffing by 40%. And that accounted for approximately a $9 million savings over 2 years. And so now they're continuing on that path of software definition and transformation by implementing IT business management tools and a lot of automation tools. And they're maturing to a point where they're identifying significant cost avoidance areas, and they're actively adopting some of the more mature storage and network virtualization.
Wow, that's a really interesting case study there, and that feeds perfectly into our next question. I know we've talked about this just now and also in previous calls that you and I have had, but give us some insights on into how the software-defined data center can impact the financial management aspect for federal agencies. Tell us a little bit more about that, because that seems to be a really big message right there, correct?
It is a big message. The software definition of the data center from a technical perspective, I mean, you get techies in a room and they're excited about virtualization, all the things you can do with it, and all this technical jargon starts flying around the room. But what does it really mean to a business manager? You know, there's several areas that software definition can impact the business and the financial management of an organization. Reduction of workforce, clearly. 40% reduction in the workforce for that case study. It's unbelievable. I mean, that's a massive savings, and that improves overall efficiency right there. But there are other efficiencies that can be derived from software definition that have to do more with the end user. There's unnecessary cost avoidance that comes with all of this. You know, if you're reducing your workforce, you're monetizing your data center, you're driving down the cost to support your applications and systems. And so your whole ecosystem becomes much more financially tenable. And so, but one of the things that I think is so critical about software definition is the instrumenting that comes along with the software definition tools that are out there. And you can pick any vendor, but they all have great tools to instrument the environment so that you can start conversations with business from a technology perspective to help them understand why they don't need to be so significantly over-provisioned anymore, or they don't need to have the big asks. From a technology perspective, if you talk to a database administrator and they're building an application, well, they're gonna look at the specs from the vendor and they're gonna say, hey, you know, I need this many CPUs and this much RAM and this much storage because this document says it does. But they're not sizing to the business need necessarily. In some cases, they are, but many times you see systems that are so heavily over-provisioned, you're looking at 300, 400, 500% cost overhead that can be driven down there. And with virtualization, with instrumenting, you can start that conversation with the business owners, with the technologists, and say, hey, guys, look at your systems here. Look at what we're collecting information-wise, facts about how you're operating this system. can we drive down this cost by lowering the number of CPUs, decreasing the provisioned RAM or storage? And that kind of cost optimization, it can't happen without transparency. You have to have transparency. You have to have instrumenting. You have to have tools to convey that information in a common way that not just technologists will understand, but business and end user can understand.
Wow, that's interesting. It really is a whole new horizon right now. And along those lines, to reach that horizon, tell us about how agencies need to build out a roadmap when it comes to achieving these cost savings as well as overall performance and effectiveness when it comes to the software-defined data center.
Well, you know, what I see with a lot of my customers is that, you know, they strive to roadmap really well, but it's that analysis paralysis that they get into when they start digging down into the weeds of a given system or a given operation, that they really start to go off the rails when they're roadmapping. And roadmapping is such a critical part of creating and operating an optimized software-defined data center. You know, if you can't understand, or if you can't convey, really, you know, I have one other customer who's got amazing vision, and they're executing it very well. And their roadmapping is so tight. They've put down on paper so that everyone, no matter whether your business or technology, can understand where we started, where we are today, and where we will progress in the future. And that conversation, again, it's about that transparency of operation, transparency of evolution. And the fact is that virtualization is the easy part. Software definition from a technology perspective is really easy. You know, the landscape of vendors out there has done a great job of evolving into what we have today, and they continue to push the limit on how we manage our data centers. And, you know, one particular area that I think is so important when you're dealing with road mapping is that when you're looking at your ecosystem to transform, you're cutting a greenfield transformation initiative, is that you understand your current state completely. Make sure that you have clear expectations, and the timeline doesn't necessarily have to be altogether reasonable. I'm personally a fan of really pushing my people hard with giving them short timelines. But you have to be a little bit elastic about your roadmap and understanding that we need to know where we are today, and we need to set a goal for the future. There has to be a goal line. It can't be an open-ended roadmap. You have to have a point to go to. And conveying that, putting those clear expectations down on paper, will help you get to that end point or that mid-state or however you want to look at it. It'll help you get there much more rapidly, and you'll be able to measure the efficiency of the change.
Excellent. Well, I know, Chris, we're going to do a series of podcasts with you, and this was more of a high-level approach to gain your insights on the software-defined data center. But before we sign off, is there anything else that you'd like to add? Anything we didn't cover today?
Well, there's a ton of things I would love to add, and with the time that we have, I'll add just a couple more things. You know, one thing I tell all of my customers is that implementing software-defined anything requires discipline. It's not just the world of let's just buy another server and we'll throw an application on it anymore. If you're building automation into your data center, it requires discipline. It requires good policy and a common understanding between the operators and the end customers or end users. Those well-defined policies require that engineers work to achieve goals. And for anybody out there who is looking at virtualization as something that, I just don't think we can do it, nearly every workload can be virtualized. Software definition can be achieved on almost everything. I've only found one use case that we could not virtualize, and it was entirely based on software licensing. And lastly, I can't stress enough the importance of having an IT financial management tool or an IT business management tool. This is an emerging industry and an emerging technology within the overall technology ecosystem. But these types of tools help pull stakeholders together and create real fact-based conversation on what the business need is, how technology can accommodate that business need, and do it under budget.
Right. Excellent. Well, perfect. I know, Chris, there's a lot more we're going to cover off in our next podcast, and I'd like to thank you for your time. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive GovTransformer podcast interview with Chris Boppett, who's the enterprise architect with Kiblik. And as you heard, we dove pretty deep for our high-level first podcast on the software-defined data center. And stay tuned for more interviews with Chris. And, Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks again, Matt. Take care.
Take care. You too.